our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
I was never satisfied.
Ascend our 7th here, Juliet. Yeah, traffic for us at 2 o'clock.
It was all too symmetrical.
We got traffic here about 1:30 to 2 o'clock. It's very bright. Doesn't seem to be moving. Just to change the color.
I know one of them has a, is carrying a very large weapon.
Do you need a direction on
them? That looks like a weapon of some sort.
That'd be kind of interesting to have a couple pictures. I think it might make our case a little better.
UFOs. It would cause widespread panic and fear.
Tensions rising over Iran's nuclear ambition.
Virginia's John Warner, who heads the Senate.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
And welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio, the best of UFOs tonight. It was March the 28th, 1993, when I hosted a program with probably one of the best known abduction figures in the UFO arena. And that, of course, was none other than Mr. Travis Walton. Now, I was quite familiar with the overall story that ended up appearing on the large silver screen courtesy of Paramount, Fire in the Sky, because I knew quite well the screenwriter and all-around Hollywood guy, Mr. Tracy Torme. As a matter of fact, before this particular episode of UFOs Tonight happened, I had had Tracy on my show just several weeks prior to that, where we discussed not only the story of Travis Walton, but also the vision as espoused by Tracy Torme and ultimately Paramount. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that there were a lot of people within the UFO research community that was not happy with Fire in the Sky. But as I told one caller on the radio show while interviewing Travis Walton, hey, look, when I personally went to the movies to see Fire in the Sky, I enjoyed the film because I wasn't expecting to discover the secret of the cosmos. This was, after all, a movie. You go to a movie to be entertained. And a lot of people took it personally that some things in the film were not as particularly described by Walton after he returned from whatever happened to him. So, let us jump back to March the 28th, 1993 on UFOs Tonight, and here is the Travis Walton Fire in the Sky interview. Sit back, adjust your headsets, and on with the show.